talking about that Stone Love. Solid as a rock. 19 before 6. 541. This is WORD. I'm J.J. Hemingway. And if you're in good voice, let's all sing along now. Hooray for Hollywood. Hollywood update. Entertainment page showtime from WORD. Well, let's see. Looks like I can give you a little tales on the Cybill Shepherd's wedding. You know, she had to be back on the set of Moonlighting Monday, leaving no time for a honeymoon. But she can't wait too long for a newlyweds getaway because Shepherd, who married chiropractor Dr. Bruce Oppenheim on Sunday, is expecting twins in October. How about that? Shepherd chose an oriental theme for the wedding at her Encino, California home, wearing an orange, white, and gold antique kimono over white silk pajamas. The groom, meanwhile, was decked out in a black silk kimono over black pajamas. And while a lot of fuss was made over a report that Shepherd was cutting down on red meat, Shepherd's publicist says the wedding dinner included New York strip steak, befitting Shepherd's position as a spokeswoman for the beef industry. Well, it looks like tonight's the night. Joan Rivers tonight celebrates a minor milestone, the 100th installment of her Talk Fest, the late show starring Joan Rivers on the new Fox Broadcasting Company. Her guests include Michael J. Fox, Whoopi Goldberg, and David Copperfield. Johnny Rivers will perform with the band. Now, 100 may not seem like much, but in the time that Joan has been on the air, she's worn $500,000 worth of gowns and $12 million worth of jewelry. Well, as far as the television ratings for this past week, the folks at NBC have no complaints about the legal system, not after its three legal programs helped give the network another winning verdict. The usual 1-2 finishers were NBC's Cosby Show and Family Ties. They again led the pack. But the three NBC courthouse capers, Matlock, L.A. Law, and Perry Mason, The Case of the Lost Love, all cracked the top 10. Matlock tied with L.A. Law in eighth place for its best ratings ever. And after 25 days, NBC leads both in the A.C. Nielsen Company and the Arbitron February sweeps. CBS was a distant second, but some stellar star power helped it get more than a four-point win over ABC. The first part of Valerie Bertinelli's miniseries, I'll Take Manhattan, plays fifth for the week. And Frank Sinatra proved he's still got pull. His guest in on Magnum P.I. rocketed the detective drama into the lucky 13th position. Where the top 10 shows for the week went, at number 10, a two-way tie between Growing Pains and the Perry Mason movie. At 8, a two-way tie between L.A. Law and Matlock. And let's see here. Looks like at 7, The Golden Girls. At 6, 60 Minutes. At 5, I'll Take Manhattan, Part 1. At 4, Cheers. 3, Murder, She Wrote. 2, Family Ties. And 1, of course, The Cosby Show. And for the week, ABC in 3rd with a 12-9. CBS in 2nd with a 17-1. And NBC on top with an 18-9. And as far as the evening news, ABC in 3rd with an 11.0. CBS in 2nd with a 12-7. And NBC on top with a 13-zip. And tonight, Alan Arkin is going to be debuting in his comedy show, Harry. It has an unusual setting, but with a comfortable time slot, with ABC's solidly rated comedy Perfect Strangers as a lead-in. Harry just might win some viewers. Up against ABC, NBC's Highway to Heaven and CBS's new My Camera, they say Harry looks fresh. And that's our good old Hollywood Update Entertainment page for Wednesday. Another one tomorrow. Same time, same station on Spartanburg's Word 91, 544. We continue through Saturday at Westgate Mall, and you can learn about mental health, anxiety, and depression, a pervading health problem for women, teaching a child to learn through parenting, choosing the right daycare, plus enjoy a makeup seminar, and attend the Miss Spartanburg pageant show featuring the current Miss Spartanburg, Terry Dillard. Be sure to pick up your program schedule and Women's Week tote bags with money-saving coupons and gifts at the information booth during Women's Week. A salute to the women of the upstate at Westgate Mall, more than ever before. U.S.
Don't waste your time chasing after things that won't make you happy. Take Jesus' advice. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. A special thought from First Baptist Church, 250 East Main Street, Spartanburg. Remember, church isn't just for Sundays anymore.
And now the weather here on Word 91, brought to you by the Prescription Center, helping you get the fastest, most accurate prescription service with their drive-in window, computer service, and delivery. Plus, they accept most insurance cards. Call and compare their everyday low prices and ask for their 24-hour emergency number. That's the Prescription Center on Cannon's Campground Town Road, just past Mary Black Hospital, with sick room and hospital supplies available.
WRD radar not showing any wet weather this hour. Skies are beautifully clear, and we'll stay dry here in Spartanburg right on through Friday as we start off with highs today and tomorrow at about 60, 65 for a high Friday, and a low tonight at 31 as winds continue light out of the north today at under 10 miles an hour. This is meteorologist Ellen Archer at WORD.
In Spartanburg, 55 degrees, 547. And now let's check in with our buddy Doug Horton, who's at the Spartanburg Public Safety Department this afternoon, and he can enlighten us as far as where the radar is going to be. How you doing, Doug?
Just fine, yeah, and you?
I'm doing great. This weather's just driving me crazy. I love this stuff. Sunshine right now, 55 degrees, and where's radar moving at stationary within Spartanburg this afternoon, Doug?
Okay, yeah, the Spartanburg Public Safety radar will be operating on Reedville Road, Fernwood Glendale Road, South Church Street, and on Crescent Avenue.
Okay, if you would, give those locations one more time, Doug.
Okay, it'll be on Reedville Road, Fernwood Glendale Road, South Church Street, and on Crescent Avenue.
All righty. Well, Doug, we appreciate the information. You have yourself a real good night, okay?
No, drive carefully.
All righty. Thanks a lot. 547, this is Spartanburg's very own Word 91, 13 before 6. And we will be checking in with sports in just a moment. Let's do a little Anita Baker here, caught up in the rapture on Spartanburg's very own Word 91.